We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's WILK News Radio. It's Jason Barsky Show. So, again, as I said before, I kept seeing these stories in the news. There's two this past week, and the ones that got my attention were the lunch lady who brought a BB gun to shoot at kids, or a kid who mouthed off to her, and she snapped, right? No one does that because they're calm, cool, and collected. And there was another one, a school bus driver, who like got mad at, I think it was her daughter who was on the bus, and slammed the kid's head against the side of the bus. Like, people are losing their mind. We got to learn to stay calm, and there are different techniques out there, and many of them are new, and many of them go past the typical, you know, take a deep breath and count to 10. And locally, we have Dr. Tiffany Griffiths who joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Griffiths.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. You know, we talked the other day for just a few minutes, and I got to say, your voice is so soothing. I might just fall asleep. Wow, that's. I mean that in like you're calming. It's very a calming tone. I like that. For the radio, it really works. I will say this: we talked the other day, and it was, you know, you piqued my curiosity because. As a professional, do you think people are more on edge now than they've ever been before?
I do. Yeah, and it's not just, you know, what my belief is about it. You know, there's a lot of evidence, you know, backing that. Even the most recent Gallup poll that shows Americans are amongst the most stressed people in the world.
Well, we got to be number one at everything. We're America.
Right. Absolutely.
So we did it.
So yeah. And with that stress comes, you know, reactivity. And that's what we're seeing. People are reacting, you know, out of anger in the cases that you just mentioned, rather than responding, rather than being mindful, rather than thinking of the different ways something can be resolved. People are just reacting immediately more and more because of the stress.
What do you say immediately? Because, and I haven't received texts, I've just talked to enough people, family members included, because you are I just want to make sure I have your title right here. You're a licensed psychotherapist?
I'm a licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm so sorry. I got it backward. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down on a different paper, and I have the website here in front of me. So yeah. My apologies. I do things like this. I make simple mistakes. And So for people out there who hear this and go, I'm not talking to someone like this. She sounds so calm. She'll mess my brain up. She'll do this. She'll do that. To the non-believers, the people who shut this stuff down before they hear any of it, what message do you have to them? Or is it just a lost cause and they have to be ready themselves?
No. So, and it's, you know, I'm glad that you're bringing this up now. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And because one of the things that you're pointing to is the stigma associated with mental health and people being, you know, fearful about getting treatment. And so, you know, as with anything, you know, there's times in our life when we need help. We're not, you know, going at it alone is just not working. And like the examples that you used, you know, if we're harming our children, if we're losing our cool, we're supposed to be role models. If we're losing it. It's time to get professional help. And, you know, that doesn't have to mean medication right off the bat. That doesn't mean that anyone, you know, it really could just be learning, you know, a few tools, learning how to be more mindful in everyday life, learning how to accept what is, because, you know, life throws you curveballs and you have to learn how to respond rather than react.
Yeah, I think, and it's not a knock on this area. I think it's a reality in this area. I've talked to people who've lived here their whole life, and they go, no, it's just who we are. We are set in our ways here. I've heard that from people who've lived here their whole life, and they laugh about it, and that's one thing. That's why I bring it up. But you keep mentioning the word mindful. Mm-hmm. And the term mindfulness is something, like I mentioned to you, I'm like diagnosed like a flag-carrying member of the ADHD community. And I know people go, oh, everyone gets diagnosed and everyone. The diagnosis kind of sort of changed my life. So I've read a little bit about something called mindfulness, and that's something you specialize in, and it's a technique that can be used for anger management and all sorts of different things. I don't understand it at all. I know you're going to give us just a couple basic things, maybe a tip or two that could help people kind of get focused and calm down before they snap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a great quote by Viktor Frankl, which really highlights, you know, the power that we have that we're not even using. And it's between stimulus and response, there is a space.
Yeah.
In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. I think that says it all. And, you know, it might sound silly, you know, that take a breath, count to 10, but that's exactly the space we need to get into. And when we allow ourselves to get into that space, now we're no longer reacting to the stimulus that's causing, supposedly, the stimulus we think causes us to feel a particular way. But, you know, we have more control over how that manifests. Is it going to manifest with me slapping my child? Is it going to manifest with me using this opportunity to teach my child a lesson about how to handle anger? It's okay for mommy to be angry, but it's not okay for mommy to harm a child. So it's that pause that we need. And when we come to that place where we can learn to pause, and the thing is, you need to practice it. You can't just conjure it up when you need it in those moments.
Okay.
So
it's important.
Even 5-10 minutes a day, just sitting, breathing, pay attention to the breath, pay attention to the moment. 5 minutes a day even could really help to retrain the brain towards less reactivity and giving you a pause so you can respond more appropriately.
Talking to Dr. Tiffany Griffiths, you have locations for your practice all over the place, but it's a Mindful NEPA. Wait, the website isn't Mindful NEPA. The website is your name, correct?
I also have the domain mindfulnipa.com.
Okay,
so
you
that'll
got that.
Take you to, yeah. So that's my newest endeavor. And that is, you know, simply to teach mindfulness-based stress reduction, what I'm talking about here, because it is so incredibly powerful. And it's, once you learn the technique, it's just really sitting and paying attention to the moment on purpose.
Can you show...
Without
judgment. Now, okay, so is there any simple technique you can teach anybody? Like, I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm calm, and then all of a sudden something will trigger. Mm-hmm. And that moment you say you have to stop it before it gets out of control. For me, it's like a switch flips, and my face gets red, and it's in a split second I get angry. Listeners have heard it before. Every once in a while, you know, I'm trying to be aware. Maybe that's it, just awareness. But what's a technique in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
How do you stop
that? So your fight or flight response is being triggered. So it's our normal reaction to either fight, flee, or freeze. And people forget that part. So it's fight, flight, or freeze. We forget that piece. But even animals, you know, some of them will freeze when there's a moment of terror before they act. That's what we need to get at. We need to get at that pause. So just stopping, just completely stopping whatever you're about to do. If you're about to raise your voice and yell at someone, if you're about to throw something, just stopping. It starts right there. And then when you're able to do that, and I say able because it does feel so automatic, the reaction.
Right.
And it is, because you've trained the brain over and over that this happens, I react, this happens, I react, this happens, I react, which is why you need to retrain the brain to create that pause over and over. So stopping is where it starts.
So is it as simple, and I you know, we don't have enough time to obviously to go into, you know, lifelong tips that'll change lives right now, but is there something like in that moment somebody calls up and says, Jason, your family's garbage, or whatever, your kids are idiots, and that feels personal and I feel that rush, do I just close my eyes, do I stop, do I try to just
you stop you stop and then tune in. I mean, there's more after that. You know,
sure.
You could tune into the breath, which really helps to ground you in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And helps to take your mind. So in that moment, there's so many things that you're actually saying to yourself that you're not even aware. So when you stop and then tune into the breath, some of that comes to the forefront. And now you could see what's going on in your mind rather than getting caught up in what's going on in the mind. You see that the mind is in control of you. When you stop, take a breath, let that breath anchor you in the moment. Now you could start to see the kinds of things you're saying to yourself, which is further contributing to your anger. Like it might be, like, my child should not behave this way. Well, your child is behaving this way. Let's just deal with the child's behavior rather than you getting all worked up because things are not as you think they should be. You see the difference?
Yeah, I get it. The way you're describing it, does this analogy work for you? You know when people talk about like near-death experiences or they're lying on the table and they float above and see themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get, when that red, that flushed mm-hmm. feeling, that hotness comes over my face when I get angry, anyone gets angry, mm-hmm. just imagine floating up, looking at yourself going, don't let this happen to yourself, just relax.
Right.
Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Absolutely. Or some people like to use the image of being up on the bleachers, like in a stadium. So you could see yourself. You're down, you know, on the field,
yeah.
You know, on center stage, on the field, and you're up in the bleachers kind of observing what's happening. That's what that pause and focusing on the breath allows you to do. It allows you to distance from the reactive brain. The reactive brain just says, I got to fight or I got to run. But you can also take a moment, take a breath, let the breath ground you, and then observe. You're kind of like watching, and you can watch the mind, and the mind will do crazy things that, you know, contribute to bad behaviors.
Is it something when you talk about you have to practice and practice? Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm guessing you can't go around just starting fights with people just so you can put yourself in that moment. Can you do things like, say, you know, as soon as I get home, I go to turn the television on. That's just a habit. Mm-hmm. Can I get to that point and train myself to say, no, I'm going to wait a minute before I just train yourself to pause in different spots and locations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or you're going to the refrigerator because there's a commercial on TV. Like that becomes an automatic thing for many people. You know, they're sitting mindlessly, usually, in front of the television. There's a commercial. They get up and they get something to eat. They're not hungry. This is just a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So that too, you know, when we're not being mindful, we're just kind of being propelled in life, you know, by our reactions, by our habits, by our, you know, reactivity rather than responding.
If I had to guess, another big one would be how my wife always yells at me. Anytime we stop the car, like not at a traffic light, but we're getting out of the car, I immediately check my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you can't not do it. I've convinced mm-hmm. myself, and it's not a lie. I kind of believe it. Like, I just want to make sure I'm not accidentally calling someone. That's not true.
No.
I know.
Right. It's a habit. Absolutely. That's the conditioned mind. You know, We're creatures of habit. That happens for a very good reason from an evolutionary perspective. But what once served us isn't necessarily serving us any longer, and it could actually be harming us or, like in the examples you use, you know, harming our children.
Yeah, and you teach all these different techniques at your location. And the types of disorders you deal with, like, you know, kids, you do testing for autism, correct? Couples therapy.
At my practice, we do. Yeah. I myself do not, but my practice, we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, meditation, mindfulness, the stress reduction mm-hmm. thing. How can people reach you? Is it just the number I have here from your website? Is it the best way?
Yeah. So that way, or you know, I'm on Facebook. Mindful Nipa is, as well as Tiffany Griffiths and Associates. I have a website, both either drtiffanygriffiths.com or mindfulnipa.com. We'll get you there too.
Okay, and this number, the 570-342 number, is that a number if someone was like, you know, I like what I hear here. I am stressed out. Call 570-342-8434.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.